Blog Talk Radio.
Not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gon' have, dessert or dessert?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip. And you came in.
Live in the building, Queens of Movement. You're live with Street Queens of Movement each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock. Due to the fact that we had technical difficulties, we had to put it back to 8:30. But remember, if you want to check us out at www.streetqueensmovement.ning.com or email us at streetqueensmovement @gmail.com. You know, make sure you respect all the callers and all the queens in the building. And you know what it is. Today we're talking about that swine flu and what's that no-no. And we might have my girl Miss Susie live in the building giving some live readings. What's up, Queen? Peace, Queen Emma.
Peace, Queen Lush.
What's problem?
We do technical difficulties. We keep it going. Nothing big. Yeah. Not, you know, it's not. That's a small thing to giants like us.
Mm-hmm, that's what it is. That's what it is, man. You know, that's what it is, man. Definitely, man. So we definitely getting it popping all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is.
Yeah, I'm here on the Twitter. You already know.
I know you on the Twitter getting it in her body.
Getting my Twitter game on.
besides me, Emma gets her Twitter game on, man, for real.
I'm trying to reach 1,000K. Can you show me love? I'm saying. C2K _ magazine. I mean, come on, people, please.
For real, seriously. That's
I got
216.
I got 216, though.
You got 216?
I'm following 225. I just started. Like, I'm early in the Twitter game, so I guess that's pretty good from me just starting. But, you know, come on. I know more than 216 people, so come on. Let's get it in, people.
That's what it is. We got some callers in the building. Caller from the 917-770. You're live in the building. Peace.
Hey, what's up? It's Cookie.
Hey, peace.
How are you? I'm great.
Our Cookie's on the Twitter checking.
That's what it is. Peace, Cookie. How you doing today?
I'm great. Just Twittering my life away.
That's what it is. That's what it is. So where you representing, Cookie?
NYC.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is, man. That's what it is. We have another caller also live in the building. Caller from the 843. You're live in the building. Peace, Queen.
Peace to you.
Peace. Is this Miss Susie live in the building?
This is Susie in the building.
Peace.
The building's still standing. The Queens is around.
You know?
That's what it is, man. Miss Susie, man. You know, where you representing, Miss Susie? Let the people know.
I'm representing the Queens tonight. All of them.
All right.
That's what it is.
That's what
yo,
it is.
Yo, this is Miss Susie and Miss Cookie live in the building, definitely representing on the check-in with the Street Queens movement. Ms.
Shout
Susie's
out to the consulting guy. He's tweeting his butt
off. Yeah, shout out to the consultant guy. He's sweating hard, body. Shout out to him. We always love you. Shout out to www.strictlybunk1.com, E2K Magazine Online, all the Street Queens, CG, Felicia Sabree, Miss Toy, Lissette, you know, all our queens, you know what I'm saying, all day, every day. And our beautiful queens we got on the line with us right now, you know. You know, it is what it is. We definitely get it in live, hard body. Now, you know, Miss Susie is going to be doing some live readings on the show. We're going to get into that half. So y'all better get ready now. Embrace yourself.
Oh, like I'm scared. Woo!
You got brace yourself now. She, you know, say so all that energy.
All right,
Miss
Susie, if I tell you to pause for something, just pause. Don't keep talking, all right?
But no, see, I'm good. I always ask you what you like to know. I won't go overboard,
mm-hmm.
never.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, but you know what it is? Sometimes people think they want to know stuff, and then when you're telling them, it's like, oh, Susie now.
Okay.
You don't get that?
I'll be good.
But you don't get that, though? Like, some people be like, all right, tell me about my love life. And you be like, it's not looking too good. They'd be like, you know what? Never mind.
No, that never happened to me. They just keep saying, all right, go ahead. What else?
Wow.
Yeah,
I think I'll be one of those.
You gonna be the first? You telling me? Are you gonna be the first?
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I like to be the first in something. Come on, Susan. Give me a break here.
Okay.
But before we get into it, you know, Miss Susie, go ahead and give, you know, the website and stuff and everything, and then we're gonna go into our first discussion, and then we'll get into the readings. Could you give them the website, Miss Susie?
Sure, my website is Miss Susie. That's MZSUZZIE.com. Hello.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's MZSUZZIE.com, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got to know how to spell it. I could tweet it right now. Okay. Yeah. Keep going.
That's what it is, man. Miss Susie is a good person. Go ahead,
yeah, and I just want to say, you know, hello to all y'all young ladies, and, you know, all y'all are beautiful girls, and I just hope and pray that you'll always listen to each other before y'all can go to the next step. It will carry you far.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I love Miss Susie, man.
Miss Susie got me nervous here. That's what she got me nervous. I'm nervous. I'm nervous. You know how sometimes in school, you know you done something bad, and you know one of the teachers know, and you just nervous when the teacher walk in the room, like, oh my gosh, he is gonna take me to the office or something. Like, that's how I feel like right now.
But
I love you, Miss Susie, though. I'm gonna be strong today, and I'm gonna be strong.
Okay.
I'm gonna want to know some things.
Let
I want to know
ask
some truth today.
Okay, let me ask you. Are you from the Bronx?
Yes, I am. BX, born, bred.
Ooh. Okay, so we all right. I'm from the Bronx.
All right, cool. That's what's up. X's
right.
Is up. The X's is up. All right, let's go.
All right.
That's what it is. Oh, man. Cookie, you know, let us know, you know what I'm saying, you know, where you representing in New York and you
the
know.
Bronx,
and,
the same place.
X's are up. Love the X's are
that
up.
And Eden Wall.
That's what's up.
So we're gonna go ahead and get into our first discussion. Now, a lot of us, you know, have heard the panic, and it's been all over the news, man, with this swine flu, but, you know, they renamed it to the H1N1, you know. So, I mean, how do you guys feel about the situation? I mean, and the thing is, I mean, it's all over the news. They're closing schools down, and they're talking about if they start seeing more people, they're going to, like, you know, quarantine them. And you know, I thought it was, like, you know, a prank at first, but now they're, like, you know, they got the full clothes, like, you know, biochemical, you know, uniform they got to wear. You know, they got a ready room. You know,
well,
like, how serious is this, you know?
You know, Lush, now that we're saying, saying New York and the Bronx and all that, New York is actually has the most confirmed cases. They're up to, like, 50 confirmed cases already in New York.
Wow.
50. And Texas is following with 26. And
wow.
Then you have California with 14, and then South Carolina with 10. And then everybody else got one or two like that. But New York is running with 50 confirmed cases. So
Wow. That's
serious,
yeah, but,
you know.
But New York is so wide. You know, you have to realize that regardless if we got one in our town, we're in danger. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
somebody got to take care of that one. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it doesn't matter. The amount is not it. It's just the point that is there. That's the
mm-hmm.
problem that is there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've already reached the phase five. Like, we in phase five. Like, one more, and it's like a worldwide epidemic. Like, you know, we're just one away. That's scary.
Yeah,
yeah, but it's something that, you know what, you really can't worry about. Because you can't do nothing about it. So, I wouldn't worry about it. It's going to happen. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
But do you feel really that there's nothing we can do? I mean, there's got to be things. There's always something you can do. There's always
I'm telling you like this. I'm not saying there's people out there. That's their job to do something about it. You understand what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? I'm
mm-hmm.
saying it's not for us to worry about. You can't worry about something that you can't control. You worry about what you can control. Right. And when it runs up, or when it runs up on you, then it should be someone to help you with that. But you can't worry about that. You wouldn't function right. Worrying about it, is it next door, down the street? You can't worry about something you can't control.
But that's actually what's happening now, though. Everybody's really worrying. Like,
I'm not worried because there's nothing I can do about it. What can you do about it? If you can tell somebody on the news what to do about it, you've been done told them. But you don't know what to do about it. Mm. So you can't put that in your worry stack. You got other things to think about and other things to do.
You're sure right about that.
Well, you know, ladies, looking at the Wikipedia, it says that the swine influenza is caused by a strand of the influenza virus, an epidemic in pigs. The strain epidemic in the swine is called the swine flu virus, SIV. They said that it's the third generation of the human flu. Two of the epidemics also in the swine. It's common in swine in the Midwestern United States, in Mexico, Canada, South America, Europe, including the United Kingdom, Sweden, Italy, also in Kenya, China, Japan, Taiwan, and other places in Eastern Asia. The flu is rare in humans. People who work with swine, especially people with intense exposure, are at risk catching the swine influenza. If the swine carries a strain able to infect humans, it carries a strand that can infect humans, but however, these strands frequently circulate between humans as SIV, rarely mutates into a form able to pass easily from human to human. In humans, the symptoms of swine flu are similar to those of influenza and influenza-like illness in general: chills, fever, sore throat, muscle aches, severe headaches, coughing, weakness, and general discomfort. The 2009 outbreak in humans is widely known as the swine flu, but now they changed it to H1N1. So basically, it's a mutated form of the flu. So, I mean, the thing about it is that the only thing that scares me about it is that how can you really tell the difference when so many people have the flu season? Then at the same time, you got young kids that are with the allergies. You know, the pollen count was really high.
Right.
People were coughing and they got asthma, like me. You know what I'm saying? They have asthma, and, you know, and they're saying it's airborne, you know? So, you know, and in my area, they found counts in Montgomery County, and they found one in D.C., and what I was informed from somebody in Boston is they closed the school down now. You know,
I heard that situation. Today. Yeah.
I heard that about closing the school. And then you saying that it's all the way, like, it comes from like Mexico and all that, but yet in New York there's 50 confirmed cases.
Yeah, what I did say just
so
Mexico.
Somebody flew in with it.
No, what they said was they said that apparently there was a farm, and apparently that the pig had it, and I guess the outbreak came out in New Mexico, and somebody came through, I guess, California somewhere.
Right,
and
they traveled, right.
Yeah, they traveled, and they brought, you know, the infection with them, you know.
Right.
But, I mean, is this going to come to the point where everybody's going to start wearing masks or something? I mean, like,
no.
You know.
They're already
doing
that. Like, if you look at the news, when they talk about it, it's like everybody's with masks, which makes which I think that's what kind of brings all that worrisome about, you know, that everybody, you see other people with masks, automatically you assume it's something, you know, to that degree where, you know.
Yeah, the scare factor,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
When you look around, the air in New York was so bad, we should have been wearing masks, you know, instead of waiting for this to come around. You know, but when somebody travels and brings something, you know, to another country or whatever, it's, you know, it's nothing they can do about it until they find out that someone is sick. And the way I heard it was a baby that was sick first that was traveling from with the parents from Mexico.
Oh, yeah, a four-year-old kid or something, right? Something about
right.
It was a four-year-old
and
kid.
And that's
that.
Where... That's the way I heard it that happened, you know. So,
Lush, is the chat room on, Lush?
Yeah, the chat room is on.
Oh, the consulting guy is saying to open up the chat room.
Yeah, it's open.
Okay.
Yeah, it's open.
Yeah, supposedly it was a four-year-old kid, and they got to speak to him on. The kid is good. He feels better. He's, you know, okay or whatever.
But do you feel like, but they said they have a vaccine for it now, but do you feel like to it, because maybe they've been exposed to this, because, I mean, it wasn't that many people that died from
right.
it, though.
You know what I think they're just telling us about it, really. I think
mm-hmm.
it's been there. I really think it's been there. And, you know, there's nothing they put out that can make you feel at ease. They always try to put something out where your heart has to jump out your mouth. They never tell you from the beginning. They always tell you when it's the tragic part is right here and there. What you going to do? You going to burn or you going to jump out the window? You know, that's how they do you. You
yeah,
know,
like
that's how
they give us some time to think.
Yeah, they don't care, but they don't found out the problem. They know where the problem comes from, and they know how to solve it. But
yeah,
why not
how you create a vaccine? They don't create a vaccine overnight. Those vaccines,
right.
they've been doing that for years to come up with
right.
a vaccine. That to make a vaccine, it's not something that you do. Oh, there's an epidemic. Hold on, we got a vaccine for it. No.
Right. Right. They know
what I also seen on the news too is they said that they had this a long time ago now. And so this is what I'm saying to you guys, right? If they had this epidemic at one time and it ceased, right? So it was brought back again. You know what I'm saying? See, this is the thing from the Black Plague and on with the Tuskegee
right.
Airmen when it mm-hmm. with the SARS when they injected them. Even when I was in the military, you know what I'm saying? They injected me with something. I looked at my paper to try to see if I was going to get a pneumonia. All these times. You know, who's to say that the government didn't go ahead and create this and then created a, you know, a cure for it? Just like anthrax. Anthrax came and it's gone.
Well,
who
yeah.
hears about anthrax anymore? Come
yeah,
on, man.
Yeah. Well, look
you
how
know?
Long they took it to bring us about AIDS. I mean,
yeah.
how many millions of them died and all of a sudden it's in the paper? Because
yeah.
what was they doing, trying to find something to fix it up first before they tell us? Come on, they bring things to you the way they want to, you know. Let it be a sale. They'll tell you in a minute.
That's
you know, if you want to talk
you
about
know,
the UFOs, once you got them aliens hidden away somewhere.
Yeah,
you know
what
they look like.
Lies. That's why these are people lies, and we don't know until a million people dead. What kind of mess is that? You know, I'm sorry to tell you, but a million died yesterday. So what happened? You know, you can't let everything get to you. This world is funny, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah, man. I mean, everybody's stress level is high, but it's always something. If it's not one thing, it's another. Tomorrow or in another week, it'll be something else. I mean.
Well, I hope it's us. We done made headlines for this and that. That's what we hoping for. Nothing else but us. But the queens is out, they say. The queens is out. That's all. Lay the ball at other men. You know, let them be saying, well, who's the queens? That's what we look
right.
for.
Definitely. That's exactly what it wants. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tweet about that.
That's right. That's what you said.
I'm just a tweeting mess. I'm just a tweeting mess.
That's right.
Lush, where you go?
I'm sitting here, man. I'm just sitting here laughing.
Are you checking the chat room? Who's on the chat room?
Yeah, I'm in the chat room. The chat room is open, but I'm still. I don't know if they have a problem with getting in the chat room, but
I think it is
open. It is.
They
open,
were asking
though.
About it.
And Cookie, your line is open because I know you kind of got bounced off.
Yeah, well. I'm back. I'm back. I'm here.
So, Cookie, what do you think about it? I mean, we haven't heard about, you know, what you got
no,
to say?
No, because I didn't
want to
interrupt you. Weren't finished talking.
we appreciate it, but the floor is yours now.
At first I was like all scared and everything, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, I don't want to go outside. And like when somebody coughs, I'm like, oh my God, I hope they don't have the swine flu. And you know, but I'm not really worried about it anymore because, like you said, you really can't do anything about it. So there's really no point to, like, be stressing over it. And, you know, they're already making a vaccine called Novavax for it. So, you know.
Do you think they just started making that vaccine or that
they've already been happening?
I think they've been making it and just started working. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, the thing is, it's going to take a while, I guess, for them to do it because they have to grow it and, you know, then distribute it and blah, blah.
Right.
But as far as that, I'm not really worried about it, you know.
Yeah, maybe at the same time they could finally find a cure for AIDS and all that stuff, too.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
You know what?
Yeah, I'm saying wishful thinking. It's just wishful thinking. But
I think they actually have a cure for AIDS.
I do,
but it's
too.
But it's too expensive, right? You know what I'm saying?
So only Magic Johnson can afford it?
Yeah. Okay, come on. Magic Johnson's been full-blown AIDS all this time, dog.
Yeah.
You want to tell me? Come on, man. This is a lie. They is lying.
I think they have it too. And I think that the reason why they probably don't want to put it out is because then, you know, the doctors and all the pharmaceutical companies will be out of money. Because, you know, all these people have AIDS and they need all this medication. So they
it always goes back to that commerce, money.
Yep. Money. Yeah. So everybody had an AIDS cure, you know.
Oh.
They'll make money off of it, but at the same time, you know.
But this is the thing, though, Cookie. It's all a form of control. Just like
exactly.
with the economics, right? Look at our economics, right? Okay,
right.
We had the stock market crash a long time ago. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just repeating itself, right? They're going to make us in panic. Oh, money crisis. How are they still doing Jeopardy? How are they still doing Wheel of Fortune? How is Cass still eating? Okay, we're in a money crisis. You're in a money crisis because you spent all your money. All stupid stuff. Okay? You know what I'm saying? Okay, we understand that people are struggling, but if you manage your money wisely, but this is the thing. They always use media. Media is the number one liar, okay? You know, besides us now, we tell the straight
truth. Yeah, hello. Don't be calling me no damn liar.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's the truth.
But we
sugarcoating because some people, you know, as you know what it is, not everybody can handle the truth, though. I mean, we got to be honest with that, too. I mean, people be, you know, saying, oh, we want to know the truth, tell us the truth, but... When you know, not the truth is not a pretty thing. Not everybody know how to really handle that.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah, that's true.
That the truth could be kind of dangerous.
That's
it's not
true.
That they don't want to put it out there, but I mean, you got to be real careful. Like who is really, you know, taking this in? Like the media can right now. We could be like, all right, we're gonna tell the truth about everything. Does that mean that they're gonna take it to heart? Like the people gonna really accept it for what it is, the truth, or they still gonna make up their own stuff anyway?
Mm-hmm.
There's no really win or lose situation here. It's just, you know, I guess it all depends on the particular things we're talking about. But, you know, it just kills me sometimes when people be like, oh, we want the truth. Not everybody knows how to deal with the truth. I mean, even me, everybody just, sometimes the truth is mad harsh, you know, and you don't really want to deal with that. You know, and the truth sometimes is scary. What about they be like, you know what? You get this disease, you're dying tomorrow. You think people
want
to hear that?
Yeah, that's exactly why one of the reasons Bush took a long time. He kept avoiding the question, oh, is the country in a recession? And he didn't, you know what I mean? Even though all the signs were there, but he didn't say, you know, oh, we're in a recession.
You got to be careful.
If he would have said that, then everybody would panic and be like,
oh. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think they're going to thank him for saying the truth? No, they're going to be like, why you wouldn't have said that?
That is how.
They're going to be like, why you wouldn't have said that?
The reason why they don't want to reveal this truth is they're scared of an uproar of a riot. Because if the United States if the Americans of the United States of America honestly knew the trash that's really going on, if you really honestly knew what's really going on in the world or in the United States, you would want to commit suicide, honestly.
I'm talking about
if you're like a real depressed person. Like,
right,
really,
and we have a lot of depressed people.
Yeah, if you were a real depressed person and you really knew the truth, that's why a lot of people walk around like androids in the United States of America. Androids programmed to a systematic routine every single day. Basically, you know what I'm saying, common day slaves. You know what I'm saying?
Right here on the Twitter, it says something about the Egyptian government is mass killing pigs because they think it will reduce the swine flu.
Wow. Who eats pork out there? Shout out to all them pork eaters right now.
Right now. I'm half Jamaican, and we eat that crap all the time. And I'm like, you know what? I'm putting that oxtail and all that bullshit on the back burner because
I'm a vegetarian. I'm a vegetarian, so I don't eat meat, so I'm clear.
But more power to you, honey. More power.
My son
I'm half Jamaican. That's kind of hard, you know.
My son loved the pork chops, though. And I was like, you know what? There will be no pork chops in his house until I know it. All this is clear. He was looking at me like, oh, come on. But that's in Mexico. That's not here. I'm like,
man,
no.
I'm not eating sandwiches. I'm not eating chops.
Yeah, I was talking to Miss Susie like maybe a couple of days ago. Miss Susie, tell them about when you was telling me about when they cut the pig open and stuff like that.
Tell
them about that.
Oh yeah, when you go to any time that certain part of the year, like Christmas, New Year's, and all that stuff like that, if you go to a fresh meat market, they usually have the pig in the cut up. I mean, he's cut in half, and you can look right into him. And when you look at the pig has no veins and. If it's worms he ate or whatever, it's still in his stomach, you know.
Oh,
so, you know,
yeah.
you have to look at that.
Oh, my God.
That's the saying that says you are what you eat.
You know.
Oh, my God, I'm not going to eat pork anymore. I'm sorry. I'm just killed my whole night.
Well, you know, I didn't mean to do that, but, you know, when you read about the pig is the nastiest animal around. He eats his own mess. Now, come on.
Yeah.
He has to come around and eat their own mess.
Bathes and eats his own mess.
No more. Oh, my God.
I mean, you got to learn that. You just got to learn about what you consume in your body. I mean, if you have respect for your body, you know what I'm saying? Our body is our temple, especially as women. I mean, you know, we have children and all that. We have to know what we're putting in our bodies and all that.
And if we're eating
dead carcasses, which are dead animals, we got to know about them, what they're eating, you know, how they're raising these animals that then you're consuming. Once you learn that, trust me. Welcome to the vegetarian world.
I only eat beef once in a blue moon. God, no, I don't even trust that cow either.
Right, me either.
But they say chickens are dirty too. They eat each other.
They peck each other. They don't eat each other, my dear. They can't.
Right, they don't. Yeah. They don't have teeth.
The rooster
is the pimp around that barn. That's all. That's all. That's all. Is the rooster because they make a lot of eggs. If you check them out, they eat eggs all over the joint. You know what I'm saying?
Oh God.
So that just took us off the subject a little bit, but it's still about animals. You know.
but the thing is, the only thing that we can do, people, is basically, you know, take care of ourselves. And, you know, for a virus, an actual viral, infection, is basically the things that we can do is wash our hands. Like for flu, colds, and everything, we have to teach our children, you know, and people stop touching doorknobs out of bag. You don't know if they ain't washed their hands. You know, I usually snatch a piece of tissue or whatever, or like paper towel and open the door. You know, we have to be careful.
That too.
Mm-hmm. You got to be careful, you know, even the seats, you know what I'm saying? You got, yeah. You know, they don't have the little ring covers, man. Yo, I put toilet paper
squat.
On that thing,
nah,
man.
Squat. That's a good exercise anyway, just holding
you know,
yourself up.
You know what?
That's
you
a good
know,
workout
you,
right there.
If y'all keep it up, everybody's going to be wearing the pins. It's going to be I can't do nothing
till
I get home. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No, you can go, but I'm saying you could just squat over the toilet seat. Don't actually sit
yeah.
on it, and that's actually a good workout. So if you think
yeah,
about it that way,
yeah.
you know, don't think about that you necessarily not sitting on the seat. Think about it. Okay, this is my chance to work it out.
Right.
Work it out.
We got another caller, Doc Holliday, DJ Doc Holliday, live in the building, and we got our wonderful queen. CG live in the building. What's up, people?
Peace, queen. Peace.
What's going on with the ladies?
Peace. What's up?
Telling. Man, this swine flu thing is crazy, though, right now.
Yeah.
We was just talking about it, man. I gave basically, you know, in regards to the definition of what it was and where you contracted from. But the thing about it, I was talking earlier, I was like, hey, who's to say this wasn't man-made, because on the news they said that it happened a while ago. But remember when they had anthrax and the breakout and stuff, mm-hmm. and they just ceased it? Who talks about anthrax anymore? You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
So tell us what you think.
I mean, straight up 100% it is man-made. I'm going to put it out there like that point blank. Because if you think about it, scientists have been messing with stuff they ain't supposed to be messing with for years. And we always had these different kind of outbreaks, and all of a sudden they have this specification of exactly what type of flu it is. How does a person determine on what type of a flu it is but scientists? You know what I'm saying? If you really think about it, why would they call it swine human bird flu? So obviously they was fucking around doing some shit they weren't supposed to be doing.
Family show.
Family got to watch them all.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. They was messing around doing something they weren't supposed to be doing. And then all of a sudden you got this massive outbreak. And then all of a sudden, you know, you have all of these different scientists that come together from different places to do all of this random type of research. And then all of a sudden somebody contracts it from somewhere, maybe caught it on a piece of article of clothing, any type of thing that anything can be attached to. Once it has something that's living and breathing can attach to, it automatically mutates. And then all of a sudden you have a virus breakout. Because if you think about it, look at it this way. There's been cases that's been found in New York City. There's been cases that's been found in California, Texas. They just found some here in Arizona. Where is the base of this actual where did it come from? So obviously it's being spread out to different parts of the world, and all of a sudden you have these massive outbreaks, and then they talk about they got outbreaks in New York City. I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, actually, in New York City is the most confirmed cases. It's New York, and then it's Texas, and then it's California.
Well, that doesn't make sense to me,
with
right?
Confirmed cases.
If we really think about it, okay, the first it required confirmation was that it came from Mexico, right? Okay.
Right.
And where they traveled to apparently was California. So that would have been quarantined. How all of a sudden it spread to all these states that fast, even though it was airborne now, who's not to say that they went and spread it all over just to have these massive outbreaks?
Come on, crazy.
This is rapid.
It's crazy because, I mean, if you think about it, it's in rapid states. I mean, there's, you know, pattern to it. I mean, if you think about it, it's mainly in, you know, some of the biggest states like Texas, California, New York City. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, how do you, I don't know. Like I said, honestly, I'm going to be that flat out honest with you. I know it's man-made. I'm not going to even sit in and try to sugarcoat it, because there's always different type of scientists doing mutation and all these types of things. They just don't want to say somebody done messed up and all of a sudden created some type of virus and ended up spreading it. So what they did, oh, my goodness gracious, there's an outbreak. Who started this outbreak? Scientists in the government right now get their head chewed off, or they probably getting applauded because, you know, oh, you know what, that's a whole other story right there.
Now you just went off the topic. Now why you went off the topic?
That's a whole, I'm telling you, man, I've been, like, I mean, real talk, I mean, I had to say this, though, because I've been talking to a lot of people, and I've just been doing just a lot of mental thinking. Okay, let's just say, y'all, have y'all ever seen, like, Resident Evil 2018? 28 days later.
Yep,
now,
yep,
tell me.
Yep.
Tell me if that don't add up right there.
Yep,
some of these
yep.
things are starting to come together right now. So really to me, and I'm thinking on a wild type of sense, that some of these movie producers can almost like, can almost tell that some of this craziness is really going on. Because how do you get so in-depth into a situation to where there's a massive outbreak, especially with like 28 days later? There's a massive outbreak, people just going crazy, gnawing on other people's arms and biting people's ears off and chewing toes. You chew toes. You know what I'm saying? Like, they eating people. Like, that is like straight up cannibalism. And then actually I seen, now when it really came to me, though, is when it really spooked me for a second, I actually got a message from, I think it was World Magazine, was it World Star Magazine or something in that particular category, but shout out to them. They sent me some ABC special with the people in Texas. Man, they had masks on their face, man. It was like bugging me out.
Yeah.
I was sitting here tripping like, yo, am I the only one that really see all of this going on? People look at me when I'm telling people this information, like, oh, yeah, whatever. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm about to go dig me a ditch in the desert. Me and the family going to kick it. We're going to be the new desert people, and y'all ain't going to find us till about 2030. I'm sorry. I'm gone.
Oh, man.
And then there'll be something that'll come up in the desert. So,
man, anything, man. I'll start eating scorpions and I get that thing. I don't care. I'm telling you now, man. I'm about to start the new underground railroad. Unfortunately, you're gonna have to come to Arizona to get here. Ain't gonna have no other passageway. You got to flash your lights about two times, wave your hands up, start to do a cartwheel, and then you got to go through an initiation period of quarantine and other stuff. Cause we all gonna like, I'm telling you, we all gonna like we some ARAS, but that's okay.
So CG,
how you feel about this whole
situation,
CG?
First of all, hi
everybody.
Hey, he's queen.
Now, y'all know I work at the courthouse in Camden, right? And they didn't switch me to Camden. I gotta tell y'all because it's funny that y'all talk about this. So I'm in the courtroom helping the judge with their computer. Somebody, they called one of the people in the courtroom up, and he came up. It was the domestic violence child support case. So he comes up, and they said, sir, why didn't you show up to your last court hearing? You know this guy told him because he had swine flu?
Wow. What the hell?
That's a new excuse nowadays.
Oh, my God. He did not say that.
You know how we do, right? This is Camden, and I don't even want to tell you what kind of town. You know how we do. This guy stood up there, clearly on time. He had to. The judge is like, sir, your hearing was March 3rd. But, like, no one heard of this before then. And he's like, honestly, it was some type of flu. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. Me and my coworker, after I was crying for about an hour last, I thought I was getting old.
Wow.
We had a few hours worth of laughing over this. And the funny thing is that people are going to use this now. People are going to be calling out of work, saying that they got the swine flu.
Or if they haven't done it already, yeah.
You know what, CG? One of my students, I'm at school because, you know, I work at the high school. So we asked this dude, he came in late in the class, right? And we've been there and all the other parents, he come late. They asked him, so why are you late, so-and-so? He said, man, I contracted the swine flu, man. Don't you see my face?
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Look, these kids is crazy, man. Oh, my God.
Yeah, the kids over here like, oh, my God, why they don't close the school down? Like,
but they said in Boston, because some other guy told me, like, in their area, they're closing schools, and it was they said on the news in D.C., they said in Montgomery County in D.C., they said that they had some confirmation, but I don't really think they really know what it is, because this is what I keep telling people is, if you already have flu symptoms, if you really have the flu, how are you going to differentiate it? And then at the same time, like people like me that got asthma and all this pollen count has been the highest pollen count ever this past year. You know what I'm saying? And with the asthma and bronchitis and all that, you know what I'm saying, and you coughing and you weak anyway, how you going to tell the difference? So that means anytime somebody's coughing, you're like, oh, son, you got the swine flu, son. Stay away from me.
Well, that's what people are doing now. I mean,
but obviously they have to do some tests and send it off to the lab to make sure, because they're not going to, a doctor is not going to be like, oh, yeah, you got the swine flu, if they don't know for sure. They got to do some tests and send it to the lab to make sure that you, that's the antigen that's in your body before they say anything.
Right.
They're not just going to be like, oh, you got it just because you're coughing. It could be something else. You could have bronchitis. You know what I mean?
Right,
it's
right.
Like with the chicken pox epidemic. You know, all of a sudden, if you got a little rash with a bunch of red things, like, oh, my God, I got the chicken pox. So it's like whatever is out at the time, you know, and you give people symptoms, all of a sudden they feel, and all of a sudden they have headaches, they're coughing, and like, you know, it's like the nervousness of people, it just has starts happening.
No, that's the psychosis of it. You start.
Yeah.
A lot of people have this thing where anytime something comes out, they just have the symptoms, and they constantly, I mean, they honestly make themselves sick, because psychologically they make themselves feel this way. And then, you know, just like when anthrax came out, when people would call, oh, dog, you got anthrax, dog, you know, like, you know.
Don't open up your mail today, man. It may be anthrax in there, buddy.
Well, it goes back to what I was saying earlier about that people say they want to know the truth about things, but people are not ready for the truth. People really can't handle the truth of things.
Who's to say the government ain't listening to us right now? You know what I'm saying?
You know, they probably
are
nowadays, man. You know they listening right now, but you know what?
They
ain't going to be able to say nothing, though.
Mm-hmm. We ain't saying nothing that is like not, I mean, you know, we ain't making stuff up here.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, it's the truth. Can
ain't like
you're
making bomb threats and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I didn't say get this and mix this together and that will create a kaboom.
speaking of bombs, there was
testing
was
1212 testing on the wire.
speaking of bombs, out here apparently in my area, there were two young kids apparently like at a school that were mad at their principal, and apparently they wanted to do pipe bombs. They had it premeditated, set what they were going to use,
and they found the bombs
and they found the. And you know the stupid thing about it, what did they go to the police officer, thought it was their homeboy, and told them in detail what they planned to do?
Because they stupid, man. That's why they call kids, man. They do stupid things, and they get caught up. That's just like telling your parents, like when you was a kid, that you did something wrong, knowing daggone well you ain't want to tell them, but you told them anyway, and you still got yourself in twice as much trouble if you just would have hit it. I get that from my kids all the time. I'm like, what'd you do? Daddy, I did this, and then they start singing like a hummingbird.
Mm-hmm. The good one, what I do to my 10-year-old daughter, I tell her, you know I already know. You know
that's,
I just want to hear you say the truth.
Yep, that's the key right there.
You
they
know
can't
I
you what they
know.
Wanted. Exactly. Like, so, daggone well, you don't know nothing. You just give them the fess up. Like, oh, damn, I'm caught.
You know that I have eyes in the sky, and you know that I find out about everything, so I just want to
hear you. That's crazy. Hey, Lux, did you hear about that new thing with Sitco? What is it? Something like that? Sitco, yeah. They supposedly, I just got an email earlier today from one of my people from Strong Enough Entertainment, how, like, Sitco, I guess, is ran by some dude that's a Russian that's got some affiliation with Afghanistan, and they creating, they over here supplying AK-47s and some type of a deal where they going through, like, doing some old communist-type deal throughout the whole United States, and they creating situations with bombs and Russians and all kinds of craziness. I think I forwarded you the email, but, man, it's crazy. I'm telling you, man, is this whole world right now is about to just go just haywire, man. There's too much madness going on, man. It's real important that, you know, real educated people that really know, understand what time it is, really stick together, man, because, I mean, it's going to come down to it where it's going to be straight up some old, like, comic book, you know what I'm saying, good and evil type situation, but at the same time, it's like the ones that got that inside information is going to have to really, like, you know what I'm saying, for real, we're going to have to almost, like, start some old other movement right now, and it's crazy.
But you know what, you're right on that point, because I had a show a long, long time ago talking about the New World Order. And you know what I'm saying? A lot of people were scared to discuss it. The thing about it is, like, you remember back in the day when they took all the gold bullion from all the United States, all the Americans in the United States of America, so they couldn't have the precious gold. And we all know that legal tender is backed by nothing. It only gets value by the circulation through the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
But,
right.
You know, we're the number one, you know, consumer. So if our economy goes down, that affects the, you know, the other states because, you know, because we buy from them. But America really doesn't produce nothing, really. You know what I'm saying? So the thing about it is, you know what I'm saying, we have this new world order, and you know, did you guys hear about that whole FEMA wars thing about like the coffers, about how like they not trying to really allow us to have precious gold no more? And I don't know if y'all know, like in Fort Knox, they got all that gold sitting in there. You know what I'm saying? At Fort Knox.
That's the commerce.
You know,
that's the commerce. Because money, the paper, the actual paper, that money means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Where we rich at is with the gold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why they're doing all those buy the gold, you know what I'm saying, situations jumping off right now.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, somebody told me about that situation. Don't sell your gold, no matter what it is. Don't sell none of your gold.
Because that's real commerce. Gold is real commerce, not actual paper. Like those bills and all that deteriorates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you really try to stash some money for a while, that deteriorates and all that, and that means nothing after the paper is messed up. But gold is for years and years.
Yeah, because they actually, like, I don't know if y'all been seeing these, like, gold commercials, like, and then they got also people that deal with, like, stock and gold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right now, for real, like, really, like, research it. Y'all really need it, like, if y'all want to invest, really, if y'all get your money up, invest in gold, because you got people that actually have their own gold bullion that are separate from the world, and they actually, you know, make their own money.
Mm-hmm.
And they make their own money. Like, they can be, like almost like their own state or something. Don't quote me on this. I can't remember the terminology in regards to it, but people that actually have their own gold bullion that create their own money, you know, that are in the United States of America. But you have to be educated on it, because this new world order thing, seriously, is going on right now. Your man Bush, the Federal Reserve, and the federal tax, the 16th Amendment, we really not supposed to be paying federal taxes.
I just want to shout out real quick Nana Adjoa. I don't know if I'm saying her name wrong, but she was on the Twitter and she called in. She said she was listening in, but I guess she hung up. So she hit me on the Twitter. It's Nana Adjoa. So, you know, thanks for calling in, and don't forget to tune in every Thursday.
That's what it is. Shout out, Nana. What's up, Nana? That's what it is. We got another caller. I think this is our Queen Felicia. Peace, Queens.
What's up, lady? I got the update. No more technical difficulties. I was away from my computer.
What's up, man? We were talking about the swine flu, and then, you know, we were talking about, you know, the different situations, New World Order in the United States of America. But how do you feel about this whole swine flu, man?
You know, it was kind of scary for a second. I was like, wow, is this going to be the end of the world? I was like, you know what, if it is, I just want to live every day like it's the last and not think about it if I was to get sick. But, you know, I was reading up on it, and it seems like they have it all under control. So I'm not worried about it.
I think, you know, the best thing for us to do is, you know, like with any virus, we need to wash our hands, because a lot of people forget. We need to wash our hands. If we cough in our hands, we sneeze or whatever, it's germs. We touch somebody, you're shaking somebody's hand, you don't know if they done itched their butt or digged up their nose. You don't know what's going on.
Exactly.
You need to wash your hands.
Yeah, especially with the guys always checking to see if it, you know, their stuff is still there, like constantly. So.
I know.
Wow.
Is that? Is God?
Wow.
Wait a minute. 3 seconds passed. Is there? Okay, is there?
Well,
now tell me how long.
Like, personal hygiene is a must, all of that.
Mm-hmm. We definitely, you know, people need to just, you know, be careful and definitely, you know, get their stuff together, man. Like, you know, you know, and you know, if you know, a lot of people are suffering from bronchitis and stuff and asthma, like with asthma, in the hot sun, you don't need to be drinking milk because it causes a lot of mucus, you know, so stop, you know, drinking so much milk. It causes a lot of mucus, and especially with the heat, you know, because I really have a feeling that it's going to be a really hot summer. People, we need to start drinking more water because a lot of us drink a lot, consume a lot of soda, a lot of juices. We need a lot of water and stuff, you know what I'm saying, especially with this flu season and stuff like that. And get them vitamins up, man. Get them vitamins, for real. The vitamin C, seriously. But,
or just a multivitamin, just a daily multivitamin.
Mm-hmm, true. Well, we're going to go to a quick commercial and a song. And when we come back, all my people that's on the line, get ready now. We're going to go into Miss Susie mode. She's about to give y'all some live readings, okay? So brace yourself. Now,
I'm gonna let
y'all know right now while you're sitting on it, she's reading you, okay? It comes to her. This is something that she was blessed with from God, and we're gonna talk to her about when she first got a reading and everything. But she's gonna give live readings, so please be, you know, kind of, you know, strict about what exactly you want to ask her, because she's only going to tell you what you want her to read about you. But, you know, she can tell you more. But if you feel like you can't handle it, you know, she can actually tell anyway. So,
okay.
You know.
Okay, I'm ready for my interview. I got a few problems.
So y'all stay on the line with us. When we come back, you guys are going to get read. So think real hard. Take time and think about what you want to ask her. And when we come back, we are going to get read, okay?
DJ Class in the bed, Mr. West in the bed. We done told you motherfuckers, now you know the shit. DJ Class in the bed, Mr. West in the bed. We done told you motherfuckers, now you know the shit.
I got them diamonds on my neck, got Patron in my cup. If you want it, come and get it, shorty, I don't give a fuck. See, it's Friday night, and I just got paid. I done had a hard week, now it's time to celebrate. Shorty, DJ play my shit, club music shit. My girls wanna freak it, it all up on my dick. I play a song tonight,
oh my God.
I hear something right. I'm a grown-ass man, so shorty, you can spend the night. Cause
Digital Dash, doing 150 on the freeway. We don't drive, we fly. You might want to hold on.
Shawty like my wheel, she like my ring.
So wet, she's so turned on underneath that dress. Lil' mama in my rear view, checking my kit. So I asked her, baby girl, do you drive six? She said,
turn me automatic. But daddy, don't trip, I can handle that stick.
I can feel the attraction, turbocharged. She don't want me, she want my car. I'm just an accessory, that ain't even stressing me. When she hit the system, guaranteed she gon' be sweating me. What I'm working with, I can see you curious. Baby, hop in, come see who you're dealing with. Yeah, let's slide, hold on tight. Lil' mama, cause you're rolling with the fast and the furious.
Listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yeah. That was a snippet right there, Rod. You know what I'm saying? I had to switch the song because I just noticed it was a whole bunch of crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to switch the song. But that's Rod right there by your man, you know, Act the Fool. You know, that song was actually featured on the 2009 Fast and Furious. You know, he's definitely an artist doing his thing. Check him out, Act the Fool. Google him. It's ACA Fool. Check him out. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and we're back again, man, and all the lines are open. I know we got a new caller from 765, you know, live in the building. We're live in the building. We just talked about the swine flu, but this segment of the show, we have Miss Susie, a spiritual reader who's going to be doing reading. So be specific on what you want her to basically, you know, read you about, to, you know.
Unless you bring the caller in.
Oh yeah, the caller's already plugged in. Caller, hey, how you doing?
It's going down.
Is this Trip C's?
Yeah, it's your boy Trip. What's happening?
What's happening? Thanks for calling in.
So I got to show love, you know what I'm saying? So it's been a while. Need to rekindle, you know what I'm saying?
So you got any questions for Miss Susie?
A spiritual question?
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be a spiritual, anything, something, a question that you would like to know. You know, she does readings, and you can ask her one specific, a specific question, something that you want to know, and, you know, she'll read you right over the phone.
Really? Very cool.
Yeah. Let's go in, go in.
You know, I don't have any questions. I'm...
There's nothing you know about everything.
Like, I don't
want to
know.
You would like to know?
I think he's...
Finances, you know, romance, I mean, you know, something.
Nah, I'm good, man. Like, I'm broke.
Really?
I have no love life, and I'm, like, not tripping. Like, if it happens, it happens. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm a live or die the same. It's like real talk.
Okay, so
Miss Susie,
right.
What do you think about that?
You talking to me?
Yeah, Miss Susie.
Can
you read him about what he's saying?
Right, but there's no sense of reading him when he's telling me that he's okay. In other words, he's telling me nicely he don't want to be read.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have a question.
No, I'm not saying it to you negative. You know, you said what you had to say, and I respect that.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
All right, Trip, so you're going to have to then just wait around because everybody else want to ask questions then. Felicia, you ready?
How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good. Okay, so I don't want to get too specific, but as far as my career goes, where do you see that?
Okay, what type of work are you doing now?
I'm an aspiring actress.
Okay,
and I host my own television show. I have a partner. I'm co-CEO of my own television show, the local station.
Well, you know, I see that you like it and everything, and you're very interested in it. But, you know, it seemed to me you had another idea before you went into that. You understand? Do you know what that was?
Marriage.
Okay, you never had nothing else in mind besides doing what you're doing.
Never.
Never?
Just marriage and children.
Okay, but, you know, it seemed like to me you would do good in your own type of business as far as fashion is concerned. It seemed like to me you like fashion, you know,
I want my own shoe line.
Well, fashion seemed to be, you know, your thing. I'm not saying that you won't be an actor. I won't say that. You know, you do good, but, you know, your heart is in fashion.
Mm,
you know,
really?
So, you know, that's something to think about while you're doing this other thing. But, you know, you can make it in fashion because, you know, your ideas is really different from a lot of things that's out here. You know, you're a good creator. So I would think about that, you know.
All right, Mr. Bree.
What about dancing? No, but that was my, I did 14 years. That was my passion. I was going to be a dancer.
Well, see, one thing about you, your passion is whatever you think about right then and there. Okay.
That is so true.
And you really changes your passions a lot. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm just saying what I see in you that's outstanding, and what's outstanding with you is fashion.
That's
great. You know, that's very outstanding.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, but also, you know, I wanted to say to you while we're talking, I know you only asked me about that, but I wanted to ask you, you know, how's your mother doing?
She's okay.
Okay.
We don't really have that great of a relationship, but she's
uh-huh.
good. She's married.
Right, right. But, you know, sometimes, you know, some things happen because, you understand what I'm saying? You know, we on the radio, but some things happen because, and some things you need to get out.
Mhm.
Okay.
Mhm.
And think about that, and it'll be all right.
Thank you.
Wow.
You're welcome.
She's
oh, I'm going
again.
In. I'm going in. I'm ready. I ain't scared no more. I'm ready. Hi.
Okay. Who's this? The Bronx?
This is the BX. This is Emma.
Okay.
I own my own publication, a woman's lifestyle magazine.
Mm-hmm.
The question is not a business one, but more of a personal one. I don't even know why I'm doing this on the radio, but here goes. will I ever be lucky in love? I'm always so unlucky in love. Every man that I get that I believe, you know, will be my next king turns out to
mm-hmm.
be like a baby prince. Like, what's going on with that?
Okay, what's going on with that is because you're so demanding and, you know, you do not let the guy take control over the romance. You know, you always got to take control. You always see what's going on. You always know he's not this or you always know he's not going to be that. In order for you to find somebody to really love you, you really have to be quiet. You really have to let this person come into your life and love you the way they want to love you. You can't insist no one to love you like you wanted to be loved. And you're a nice person. You're easy to get along with, but you can't jump all over the man when you get one. You have to be able to respect the man. And when I say respect them, it all comes what comes out the mouth. Once something comes out the mouth, you can't take it back, you know. And you have had a guy who was really in love with you, and you destroyed it because you think it had to go, you know, your way. And it doesn't have to go your way. It's a two-way thing. It's a two-way situation. And if you give him a half of a chance, it would be beautiful.
But
wow.
You know what? I've done so. I mean, you're so right. You're absolutely right. And that comes from, you know, from just being burned and dogged and all that. And so,
right,
and I try,
right.
Trust me, I try,
right.
And it's just
yeah,
something
you,
I...
Been, right, the guy who burnt you, he burnt you because you, at that time, you were just open and you was lovable and you just felt for him. So he did what he can because a lot of that person, that only one particular person who burnt you, he did not like a weak woman and you was all over him. He like a woman to be nasty, strong, and you're like, you know, like dog, and some men like
yes.
women like that. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you just seem up to be the opposite. But now since you went that way, that doesn't mean the next guy is going to be that way. And you have to take each individual love for what it is. There's no two people alike in this world. And then sit back, don't look for nothing, let it come to you. And when it comes to you, let it play its own game. Don't play the game for them.
Mm.
And see
oh,
you
my God,
I
love you, Miss Stevie. I love you. I love you.
Ask another question if we have time after you, Lush.
Wow, I love you. Like, I was really afraid of what you were going to say, but you said the truth. You're just
and
so
you know
on point.
You're a very sweet person, but you know what? Don't take that one hurt for everything, okay? Just relax, enjoy life, you know, say your prayers, enjoy your kids. You know, someone will come to you for what you are. Don't even bother looking for it. It will come. And when it comes, it's going to have money also. But you just stop looking. Just let it come to you. You know.
As of today, I ain't looking no more. That's it.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
You love it, Susie.
I do. I'm like,
is that CG?
Yeah, CG.
Get your question in, girl.
Well, my question is similar to Emma's, but I don't know. I have somebody in the picture right now, but I'm not. Part of me is not interested.
No. You're okay, but you don't have to tell me what you're not. Just tell me what you want to know, because I already can see what you're not. Just tell me, like, you know, I want to know if next Wednesday is coming or is it going to rain Tuesday. But let me know what you want to know. Don't tell me nothing. You don't have to tell me anything. Just tell me what you want to know. I can see everything else.
Okay. I want to know if that is a good situation for me to be in and pursue, or if I have an older situation that I haven't really all the way emotionally.
Okay, but see, you're telling me. I understand what you're saying. You have someone else in the picture, but you also have someone that you haven't finished with, okay? And in order for you to have a good relationship with the next person, you have to finish with the first person. You cannot bring them both into the same class, because all you're going to do is start comparing this one with that one. You understand? And, yes, I like the second guy that you're talking to, but the first guy, you know, he cares also. You understand? So you need to sit back and find out which one do you want, because both of them want you. Mm. So, you know, let's say you got the deck of cards in your hand, but you can't play with both of them because they're not going to deal with that. So
yeah,
you have to make up your mind. And if to make up your mind to make it a good situation, I would back off from everybody and make a decision. Because if something is for you, it ain't going nowhere.
You're right. I mean, I've been hurt by the first one, so I don't communicate with them, but the feelings are still there, you know?
Yeah, because they're deep down inside, because you didn't finish off like you were supposed to. Something happened in the relationship. When something happens in a relationship and you don't leave as friends, you got something inside that's not finished. Either it's a little bit of hurt, or it's a little bit, you want to kill them, or, you know, whatever. But, you know, it's there, and you need to bring that all out before you can start another relationship, because it's not going to work.
Okay.
She's done it again.
Where?
This is intense.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, Cookie, you over there, don't fake. You got a question for Miss Susie?
No.
Can I ask Miss Susie about my current situation really quick, please? You guys know I need to know the fashion.
Who's this? Who's this I'm talking to?
Felicia.
Felicia? Okay, what happened to Cookie?
Cookie said no.
Cookie said no. All right, Cookie.
He just wanted to hear
everybody else's
stuff.
Yeah, okay. Okay, now I'm sorry. What was the other one who was asking me a question? What did you say?
Felicia. That was Felicia.
The guy that I have actually two guys that I'm crushing on.
Mm-hmm.
Are either of them somebody that actually cares about me?
Well, you know, first of all, it's not so much who they care about them. It's about you. It's how you care about yourself. You understand? Because there's no way you can run between two people.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. You're not going to do that. You know, either you have a split decision, or you see something in this guy that you don't see in the other guy, and you know all that is really no good. You know, you need to find yourself and find out what self like. And then once you find out what you like, you automatically know which one you want to be around.
Yep.
You know, it sounds nice to have two men, but you could have a nut out of one of those men. You know, one of them can have a terrible attitude. You know, it's no sense to ever play on nobody, because you wouldn't like it if you be played on. You know, it might not look like to you playing on them, but, you know, you got your ideas and your thoughts and who can do this and which one can do that, or which one would do this for you, or who's going to do this first for you. And when you get caught in that situation, you're all by yourself. So, you know, you make up your mind which one you do want.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Your turn, Lush.
Lush, yeah. I was just kidding.
You want the spot, homie?
Hey, Miss Susie has read me several times. She's read me the first time before. Okay, I'll ask her a question, you know, to make y'all feel better. Miss Susie, I have students at the high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I have my one student, I'm really concerned. I've been on him, you know, trying to just, you know, I want him to be the best that he can. Actually, it's a group of boys. Will they actually get, you know, all of them have IEPs, you know, special needs, and will they, like, get over their situation? Because I really want the best for them, honestly.
Okay, but you know what? When a person has a condition like they have, like that, the only thing you could do is just teach them something daily that you think can make them happy. Like if they don't know how to tie their shoes, they learn how to tie their shoes, you know. Mm-hmm. Or if they learn how to brush their teeth, they learn how to brush their teeth. Because, you know, they mind come and go. Some of them is really like genius, but they don't know how to bring it forward. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
some of them have so much in their brain that they don't know how to explain things to you. And a lot of times it's because we don't have as much as they have up there. We call them retarded. You know, we call them the slow people,
mm-hmm.
and they way over us.
Yeah, that's what I think about them, because we had a discussion about them dealing with, you know, their disability. But I don't see it as a disability. I just think they have a different way of learning, you know.
Right.
And a lot of the ones that have ADHD and ADD, a lot of them are super geniuses. They just get bored fast with the
right.
work, you know.
Right.
So, I pray, or I just want them to be, you know, there's one little one in there,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, he has so much potential, and I see him doing so many good things, but I'm worried, you know, and then
mm-hmm.
also the one that I'm assigned to.
Yeah, well, you know what, a lot of times when people is sick like that, you know, they miss that love and affection from
mm-hmm.
others. You understand? It's because, you know, maybe because this person is retarded or slow or whatever, it doesn't mean that they don't have a picture of who their mother is in their mind, or who their father was, or some loved person from their family. And sometimes they want to know why this person is not around, or where is this person. And so they lock themselves in a place where they feel that they're all by themselves and nobody can really reach them. You know, it's really hard to tap into something that don't want you to tap in. But when, you know, if you keep talking to them and you show them that love and affection, you will get results out of them. You understand? Because they have to. I'm sorry.
Oh no,
go ahead.
No, you're right. Because I mean, the students. I mean, I know they miss me if I'm there or sick, or they ask me what's going on. I know the kids.
Right.
They love me and stuff, and I love them too. I take them like my own kids. You know,
right.
I try to get them incentives, and I try my best, you know. But, you know, I just want them to be the best, you know, at whatever they want to be. And I know the one student, he told me, he said his grandmother put him down and stuff. And, you know, it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you have years and years of
mm-hmm.
parents telling you you're retarded, you're never going
right.
to get nowhere,
right.
and you're
right.
not going to do this, they start programming themselves to be like
right.
that.
Right, that's right.
But but honestly, in my heart, I feel they're good. They're good kids. Somebody needs to unlock that.
Well, yeah. Well, see, you are unlocking a lot more than you know, because of the love and affection that you give towards them. You know. Don't try to get an A out of them, but whatever you get out of them is good, because they could have been locked and wasn't doing anything. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So each day brings them something. You can bring them something new, because you can tell if they miss you, they ask about you. So obviously you're getting to them. You're not going to get to all, but the ones you get to, you know, you thank God for that, and keep moving. Because, you know, sometimes we can get hooked up on something that we have a breakdown. Because, you know,
yeah.
we think, wow, what's going on? I'm not helping these. But no, it's not like that. You are helping them. The more love that you give them, the more they feel closer to you. You understand? Mm-hmm. And just because I'm sick, that doesn't mean I don't know what love is or somebody to hug me. Or to... Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, I don't know what she was saying. She said we now what?
No, we just
said someone... Oh, okay. I heard this big sound coming in my ear. I don't know what that was. You know, it says something came in me on my ear. But anyway, that's how that go. And you're doing a good job. You know, but I want to say to all the ladies that's here, you know, each day we live daily, day by day. And, you know, all y'all have good ideas and things that you want to do. And, you know, but, you know, all y'all need to pray more and, you know, and put the Lord into your life and see how things will change for you. You know, you can't have success without him. You know, and if you do pray into him, well, then pray a little more. All y'all have good things ahead of you. I see good things for all y'all.
Can I ask you one more question?
This is the Bronx?
Yeah, this is the Bronx.
Okay.
My mother is not feeling too well. Her health is deteriorating.
Uh-huh.
And I'm residing in Philly, and she resides in Florida. And
uh-huh.
I'm thinking about making the move, of course, to be closer to her,
right.
You know, to help her out.
Right.
Will that affect me in my business? Will that be a good move or a bad move?
Well, you know, due to the fact that you want to do it, it will not be a bad move. You understand what I'm saying? You know, you're the type of person you can be in China and make things work. You understand? And
mm-hmm.
So it's not going to be a bad move. But before you make this move, you make sure this is what your mother wants you to do. You know, you make sure she wants you to do it that way. Because you know you're coming into her territory. You know,
right.
sometimes our parents get sick, but they don't want you to take them as they can't do nothing else. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? You need
mm-hmm.
to sit down and talk to your moms and find out how does she feel about you moving that way. You understand?
Yeah.
Because it's her way also. You know, sometimes parents don't want you to be right underneath them. You have to find out what if she feels you might be taking away her independence. So
no, she wants me. Yeah,
well,
we've already discussed.
If she wants you there, then there's no problem. Now, is it only your mother there, or so somebody else is there? I'm seeing negativity in the place.
Yeah,
so who else
yeah,
is there besides your mother?
It's my mother, and my mother is taking care of my nephew, which is eight.
Mm-hmm.
He's 8 months old because I have a sister that's, I can't believe I'm even spreading my business.
Yeah,
radio.
I know. Right. But,
it's fine. But I have a sister that's not mentally capable of handling her child.
Right.
And gave birth in a messed up situation. So my mother is taking care of the child. So on top of her health, she's dealing with an 8-month-old baby. So.
Right. But, you know,
which
like
is a lot
I
of
said,
stuff.
But like I said, there's some negativity there. I don't know who
yeah.
wants you there. You understand what I'm saying? Because they figure you will come there and take over. So you need to really
my
find out what's going on. Okay, then. Well, you need to find out before you get there. Okay? Because
yeah.
it's going to be – I don't want you to give up everything you have on this side to go to that side and get negativity. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, if your mother gets to a point, then you can bring your mother to you. You don't have to go there.
She don't want to.
Well, you know, she don't want to. Then you need to maybe take visits and stuff. Because I wouldn't pack all my stuff up and go there and you got brothers so against. I wouldn't do that.
Girl, I need your number. I gotta call you off the air. I keep you busy all night.
You know what I'm saying? Well, you know what? My website has everything that you're talking about. So, you know.
Okay.
Give them that website again. It's in the chat room and it's on Twitter. I'm Twittering it and I'm texting in the thing. But, Miss Susie, once again, give it to them and your 188 number, too. Give it to them.
Yeah, my what is that I'm talking about?
Your website.
I you know what, the reason why I'm can't talk now because, you know, I can really feel Cookie and I'm trying to overlook her point and just talk. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like I'm, you know, I'm stuttering and stuff like that. But anyway, my website is Miss Suzie is MZSUZZIE.com and my number is 1-866-610-8751. Extension 801.
Y'all better take that number down, man. You think this is intense. Yo, Miss Suzie does, you know, personal prayers for people. You know, if you really need something to be prayed on the heart, she does personal prayers. She does, you know, personal teachings. If you, you know, if you, you know, you want to get truly, you know, connected, you know, and, you know, she
candles.
Does readings, you know, the candles and everything. She really, really, you know what I'm saying, is a blessed woman. You know, can you share with us once again, because she's done it before, but for the ladies and the new listeners, Ms. Suzie, tell us when the first time you got your first vision.
Well, you know, I'm going to give you something that I had before. Like, I'll tell you how I knew that I was going to marry my husband. When I was young, I think I was about maybe about 14 or 15 years old, I had this vision that I was going to meet this man. And once I met this man, I was going to have two children, a boy and a girl. And he was going to buy me a big house and so and all that. And sure enough, I met the guy, and he married me. I had a boy and a girl. They told me I was going to have a boy first and a girl. I had the boy first and had the girl. And then he moved me out of New York down south and told me that I was going to have my own business, and it's been ever since. And most of the time, everything comes to me in a vision. And, you know, normally I can tell when somebody is sick or any type of problems, you know. At first, I didn't understand it because I could sit across from you and here I'm reading all about you, and I don't even know you from Adam. So I had to find out what was going on with myself, and, you know, I got with the Lord and got stronger and stronger.
Thought of about how, yo, she has this crazy story, right? But it's not crazy, but it's just amazing to me, like, how God told her how to do dreads, because her business is, you know what I'm saying, she also, besides doing this, she also does, you know, dreads, too. She does locks. You know, because CD's going to beat me up. But she also does locks. And she didn't know how to do locks from nothing. Nobody taught her. God taught her. Tell them.
Yes, he taught me. You know, when I was moving down here, I said, oh, Lord, I need something to do because I'm going down south. And when I came down here, when I used to come down with vacation with my husband, you know, my hair was long, and they didn't even have rollers to roll my hair, you know. So, you know, I'm used to them doing my hair in New York. But to make a long story short, I said, Lord, what am I going to do when I move down south? I have to have something to do. So he said, okay, cut your hair. So I cut my hair. And, you know, with the perm in your hair, you can't lock your hair. So I had to cut it real short. My hair was shoulder length. I made it bald, just like Michael Jordan. And I had that until it started growing back. When it grows back, it was growing back new hair. So all I did was just twist it all over. So I was twisting it, and my hair is thick and started falling in my face. And I said, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? My hair is falling over my face. You got to help me with this. I don't know what to do. So he said to read certain chapters in the Bible and come and sit down and read the Bible. I read the Bible. Then when I read it, he said, look on the wall. And there was three heads on the wall to show me the two sides and the back. And that's how I learned to do the dreads. So he said, you do your dreads, and when you go outside, he said, that's how you're going to get your customers from your own hair. And that's how I started getting my customers. And I said, Lord, I don't even know what shampoo to buy. He said, that's all right. When you go to the store, I'll tell you what shampoo to buy. And he told me. And it went on, and I've been in business now for 12 years.
Wow.
Yo, God is good all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
And God is good.
Yeah.
He's excellent.
You know, sometimes, like I was telling Suzie on the other show, and she's also a co-host
you know, with us on Saturdays with, you know, Strictly Bump One show. Check that out on Saturday. We'll be talking about the Do You Day, actually. Isn't that right, Miss Susie? Do You Day? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Taking time out for yourself. And, you know, Miss Susie does wonderful readings, and, I mean, she's my personal advisor. And, you know, sometimes, you know, sometimes she be chewing me out, but I love her to death. I love her to death. And she's a wonderful woman, and y'all definitely need to support her. And if y'all want them one-on-ones, man, y'all need to go ahead and log on to www.mzsuzzie.
Miss Susie. She got it now. Got it now.
Her number. And Miss Susie's number is 866-610-8751, extension 801.
That's right, Bronte. That's my girl in the Bronx.
Can we just ask the street queens question real quick?
Go ahead.
Are the street queens going to be rich? No, I'm kidding.
Well, I tell you one thing about the queens who's going to be rich. Lush is going to be rich. The Bronx is going to be rich. And the young lady who says that she wants to do acting, but I told her she'd look better
in fashion.
Yeah, she's gonna get rich. But the only thing I worry about her, when she gets rich, sometimes you spend money just a little bit wild. You need to stop something, okay?
I have a shopping problem.
You have to learn how to save, okay?
Mhm. That's funny.
And then you'll be all right, okay? But all y'all is into making some type of money.
I'm gonna be poor.
What about CG?
She said,
CG,
you asked a question? Oh, yeah.
Who's that talking, the old one
and the current one? The question she asked about
I don't know her name. What's her name?
CG.
Okay, she asked me about the two guys, right? She's the one with the two guys?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, I don't know whether she's going to be rich because, you know, there's one thing about her that, you know, she has to be able to make up her mind. You understand? She stays in not making up her mind. It's, in order for you to be rich, you have to be able to make up your mind so you can go towards making that money.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You understand? And you have a tendency to listen to what somebody else has to say.
Okay.
And when you stop that, yeah, you get rich. But you have to really make up your own mind.
Okay.
All right? And love yourself a little more.
Okay. Love, right. Can you stop?
No, the thing is, like, with Pisces, like, We have now when I was younger I used to have my own vision and stuff, but like I know I need to pray a little bit more to get my vision stronger, but I can analyze, you know how sometimes when I talk to you guys when we have our private session, I tell y'all certain things about yourself. And you know, God only sends people in our lives for different reasons. To tell us more about ourselves and in order she gives us heads up on different things so we can prepare ourselves for the next stage in our lives. You know, sometimes we can be scared of certain situations when she's telling her the truth. Because when she first read me, I swear to God, I was scared. I was kind of shocked because, I mean, I didn't think that it couldn't be possible, but I just didn't expect it due to the fact that I never told her anything about my life. You understand? And she told me in detail. You understand? And the thing about it is, like when Susie will tell you, your visions change every time you make a different decision in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Daily
your vision changes. Now, if you make a decision and say, hey, I'm not going to do this today, or I'm going to, like with Emma's situation, if I decide I'm going to chill out, I'm not going to, you know, try to control what my faith is, and I just let it go naturally, you know what I'm saying? Who knows, that might change, you know what I'm saying?
it's not mm-hmm. that what she says today is determining your rest of your destiny. You understand what I'm saying? Is whatever you decide to change in your life, in order, it changes constantly every single day. Like, you might call it tomorrow, and your destiny might have had changed because you made a change in your life. You know what I'm saying? So the
yeah,
thing
and,
about
and
it is,
I'm sorry, yeah, but another
no,
thing
go
I
ahead,
want to another thing I want to say, you know, prayers changes everything. You know,
mm-hmm.
when you become a strong prayer, you know, you don't know how strong you become. You have to be able to conquer the people that's around you in order to shine around you. You know,
mm-hmm.
you cannot be a person to accept anything somebody else tell you, because people will tell you you will never make it. People will tell you you're not going nowhere. And if you lock that up in yourself, you're not going to go anywhere. You know, so prayers teaches you how to be stronger and stronger into yourself. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Just like everybody else have life, so do you. And you're not to let anybody take over your life, and you have to walk behind them. It's not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You have your own life, and you have your own things that you want to do. And you put your mind to it, you can do it. And don't
mm-hmm.
think you need a partner to say you did it, because you don't. Because
mm-hmm.
every one of us came out by ourselves, less than we had a twin.
Mm-hmm.
And you still came one at a time. Ain't nobody came out here two together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you learn to take care of yourself and do what's good for you, and thank God every day that he lets you wake up another day to do something else.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's the truth, you know, and...
You know.
You know, I love you, Miss Susie, for all that you do, for real, because, you know, God bless you with a gift, and you know, and honestly, all of us can really get to our spiritual point if we decide that we want to be disciplined, you know,
right.
and get to that point, you know, from fasting
right.
to prayer and, you know, taking your time to take into your place and your quiet, secluded place to be at one with God. And know
right.
God for who he is, you know, because,
right.
you know, he never wants to do anything bad to us. He wants us to succeed. God never
right.
leaves us. We sometimes turn our back on God because we're scared. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
we're scared of the unknown, or we're scared because we don't want to deal with it, because it's harder dealing with it than just, you know, leaving it alone and being in denial. Sometimes
right.
we lie to ourselves. Sometimes we lie to ourselves. We say, hey, oh, this, we're in a bad relationship. Well, it's okay if I, you know, if I ignore it. It's okay. We're lying to ourselves. We know it's unhealthy. We have the warning signs. God is showing us it's wrong, but we continue
mm-hmm.
to try to push it and make it work instead of leaving it alone and not being scared to have to sacrifice the material things or sacrifice things in order
right.
for you to stand alone by yourself and say, hey, I can make it by myself, because God taketh and God giveth back plenty. You understand? And he
mm-hmm.
might not come when he wanted, but he's always on time. You understand?
Right. Yes.
It's been days, it's been days, plenty of us wonder, are we going to make it to see the next day? A lot of times we wonder, am I going to have enough strength to do this? Am I going to be able to leave? Am I going to be able to just let myself go and accept this love? And is you know, am I going to be able to take away all this anger and hate and resentment that I have for my mother, and
mm-hmm.
and you know for what she did to me, or not believing in me, or denying me, or saying I have to go towards my dream and stuff like that? You know, can we? Because God said, "Thou shalt forgive, but we won't
mm-hmm.
forget." But if we do
yeah.
not strip ourselves of some of the pain that we have inside, our emotional seats.
We won't go nowhere. You can't go nowhere. You can't grow. If you have anything stuck up in you that won't let you grow like a flower each day more and more. And, you know, I hate to say this, but I feel somebody out there, so I'm going to say it. You know, we have to, as, you know, as black women, as Hispanic women, if women of all color, as one thing we have to learn is to learn how to love our men. And see, most of the time, we don't know how to love our men. And we need to learn how to love our men, because a lot of times men go by with the device that you send out to him. If you tell your man you're tired, he's not going to touch you. you understand what I'm saying? But, you know, it's certain things that we have to learn in life, and our men is one of them. You understand? You know, our men could be the most lovable things, but it depends on the woman. And behind a good man is a good woman, and vice versa. You understand? And, you know, from the beginning, if he's not good, you ain't got no business being with him. And this is the things you should know about yourself. Always love yourself. Because if you love you, you're not going to let nobody dislove you. And that goes for men and women. You got to love yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, they will step all over you, and that goes both ways.
Amen.
Well, as soon as we got it in, dog.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sometimes. Let's get into the nunu.
We got the nunu. But you know what? Since we're talking about love, and I love this Carrie Hilton song, Knocks You Down. We're going to play that real quick, and when we come back, you know, after, you know, because we all into this deep mode right now, so we'll give you time to get out the deep mode, you know what I'm saying, and we're going to talk about the new. You tell us what's new with you, if you got new software, new things, what's going on with your company, any new thing that's going on, tell us your new when we come back.
I'm going to be saying goodnight to y'all.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I love you.
Thank
you.
Love you.
All. Yeah, and if you need me, holler. You know,
I got
your info. All right, y'all just keep on praying and be loved. Good night. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You too. Stay blessed.
Stay blessed, Susie, man. Stay blessed,
you
man.
Too.
Make sure, for them personals, man, log on to www.mzsuzzie.com, man. It ain't no game, man. You might be shocked. You might tell you something that you didn't even know about yourself. Play.
Hello.
Bye,
okay.
Girl.
Bye,
Susie.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's what it is, man. Carrie Hilton Knocks You Down. This is a hot song. And we're going to come back and tell you guys about the new.
Not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we going to have, dessert or disaster?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, mine goes on a trip. And you came in and knocked me on my face. Feels like I'm in a race, but I already won first place. I never thought. Yeah.
crash your Caspers so we could finally fly off into NASA. You was always the cheerleader of my dreams. It seemed to only date the head of football teams. And I was the class clown that always kept you laughing. We were never meant to be, baby, we just happened. So please don't mess up the trick. Hey, young world, I'm the new Slick Rick. They say I move too quick, but we can't let this moment pass us. Let the hourglass pass right into ashes. Let the wind blow the ash right before my glasses. So I wrote this love letter right before my classes. I could have got his ass, someone that's only average for advice. OMG, you listen to that, bitch? Woe is me, baby, this is tragic. Cause we had it, we was magic. I was flying, now I'm crashing. This is bad, real bad, Michael Jackson. Now I'm mad, real mad, Joe Jackson. You should leave your boyfriend now. I'ma ask him.
So you gotta take the good with the bad, happy and the sad. But will you bring a better future than I had in the past? Oh, cause I don't wanna make the same mistakes I did.
Peace, y'all. This is Nas, Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man, TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy, Black Ice.
Your boy, Too Short.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your man, Boss Hog.
This your boy, Ace of Luck.
Yo, this is John Legend.
What's up, man? This your boy, Renacy.
This your main man, Tripp, representing the No Coast, Indiana. TrippOfPlatinumUnderground.com. Chilling with Three Queens, the movement. You know how they do it. Holla. One.
That's what it is, Street Queens, the movement, man. We got real deep with y'all with Miss Susie. And we back on the line with my beautiful queens, all our beautiful queens live in the building. You know what I'm saying? We talked about that swine disease, you know what I'm saying, swine flu. And we talking about that new, ladies.
Well, I'll start. I got a new on what's going on with Khalees and Nas. It's official. It's over between them.
No, she's pregnant.
Huh?
Oh, my God. It says she's pregnant, right?
Yeah, she's pregnant with a boy. She's about, I believe she's 7 months pregnant. Yeah, she's 7 months pregnant. And they filed divorce 3:45 April 30th, which is today at 3:45 p.m. The attorney is Laura Wasser on behalf of Khalees. So the divorce is definitely on.
What's the reason?
They're not saying, it doesn't say here them giving, you know, the reasoning. It just said that she filed. This is Khalees's lawyer. Huh?
I said that's crazy. That's probably her hormone, but it's like, how do you file for divorce? You're 7 months pregnant, that's crazy.
7 months pregnant with a son, yeah. So yeah, and there's, you know, there's the first child together. I believe it's her first child and his second.
Mhm.
And that's the way it's going down.
Well, I hope they work it out.
Yeah. So that's my new.
Wow. Dang, dog.
Don't you wish? I would say I like them as a couple. That's so bad.
I was a little disturbed in the beginning. When they got together, I don't know. I was a little disturbed by it. I'm not gonna lie. And then I kind of hope for them, because anytime you have a hip hop couple that get together, you always want them to last. You know what I mean? Because usually they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Prime example. You know, but you go for the underdog. You want them to last. You want it to work out because, you know. What they represent, but from the beginning, I'm sorry, I'm not Susie and all that, but I saw that coming.
Wow. I don't know.
They're just too different. It's just too different.
I'll be happy to take you, baby. Holla at the queens. Yes.
I keep thinking about what 50 Cent did, like, you know, the joint he was talking about. And she smelled like a full court, you know, a full court basketball sweat, you know what I'm saying? You said she was funky. I don't know, but for some reason
thought
about that.
Funky? Funky?
I'm not gonna badmouth her, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, as a couple,
oh, no,
I never really.
I'm not bad mouthing her. I'm just saying.
What 50 Cent? Yeah.
I was thinking about 50 Cent. He did a mixtape, and he was talking about that Khalees on like full court basketball.
What?
He said a sweaty football. He said she smelled like a sweaty football.
Yeah,
oh, sweaty football.
Sounds like.
I'm not even gonna touch that. I'm just saying. I'm going back to my original statement.
I'm busting.
Wow.
I'm the first one to get on the train.
Yeah. There's some people not meant to be together, though. I'm just saying. There's some people just
ASAP. I wanna holla.
They're just not really. Just some people are just not meant to be together. There's nothing wrong with that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, you know, she's pregnant and all that, you know, a baby, you know, that's always something.
Okay, hey. He got his chick. I like them better with his chick, too.
I like the chip, too, too.
I
like that.
Yeah, I like the chip, too.
No, I'm glad he don't got no damn chip, too.
I like that. That was.
I don't keep me looking at nobody with no damn chip, too. It's going to be a problem afterwards. Like, come on, afterwards you'll be like, come on, fix it,
so
fix
fresh.
It.
I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he is.
You know?
He's lyrically a bad mamma jamma.
Nah, but Fabulous isn't hot with a chip too, but Nas is.
We don't want to talk about Fabulous chip too. That thing's really chip.
That's broke. That's
your,
not chip.
A little blue black. Let me stop.
There's a difference between chip and broke. Anyway. So what's your new-new? What's your new-new, Felicia?
I am going to an open casting call Saturday for a new Adam Sandler flick. So that's the new-new for me. You know,
okay.
Try to get in where I fit in.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to do that.
Well, we're going to pray on that.
More classes. Yeah, really.
Yeah, definitely.
More classes. I start June 1st because I'm going to be going to Virginia for Memorial Day weekend. I will be in the DMV Lush. Catch me in Club Love.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Yeah. So, you know, I got a few things. You know, things is good. Things is moving. New news happening every day. Thank you,
CG,
God.
CG, what's your new new?
Real quick, Felicia, I'll be in Virginia for Memorial Day weekend, so you know you got to get
up.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Going
oh my God! Can we meet at the club? Because I'm like we got a table and everything. Like we're doing it real big, and also we're having a really really huge cookout.
Wow.
Okay, so DMV is in
the
pocket for Memorial.
We're
that's what y'all saying?
From DC.
Y'all gotta come to Busch Gardens with us.
When you going to Busch?
Oh
let's
my God! When you going to Busch Gardens?
We're going to go that weekend, during that weekend. I'm thinking we're either going to go that Saturday. I think we're going to go that Saturday.
Okay, because I got to find out because the cookout season is going to be Saturday or Sunday. But are you kidding
me? Don't forget, Twitter, follow me. I'm going under 1,000, please. I need 1,000 followers. E2K _ magazine. Okay? Spread the word. I'm campaigning, please. I just want 1,000. Can I get 1,000? Can a sister live? Going once, going twice. Thanks.
Okay, so my new-new, I just did my 6th magazine cover for I got a new cover out for Block Jams magazine. So,
I saw it's hot.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, I got your comment. And I'm going up for the third time as one of 50's Most Wanted on his website.
Wow. Oh, nice.
Yeah, this will be my first time as one of 50's Most Wanted, so then they're going to do, like, a whole other feature. So I'll let you guys know when that goes up.
Oh, please, definitely. Yeah, we got to blast it off.
Congratulations.
Go CG. It's your birthday. From Jersey.
Go Queen.
Go Queen. Okay.
And I want to say thank you to K-Double from G-Unit for so keep looking me out on that. You know, it's his third time helping me out with that situation.
I gotta give CG some for that. I gotta give CG some for that.
Please,
CG
deserves a hand clap.
Yeah, that's hot.
See, we got real focused women a part of the Street Queens.
That's right.
Watch out for us. Be aware. We're powerful women out here, boy.
Oh, well.
So
fuck one out of y'all.
Huh? What is musicmediatelevision.com? Musicmediatelevision.com.
Okay.
You're not gonna be broke, crazy.
Don't worry. As soon as you down with G Unit, how you gonna be broke? Like, what's going on with that? Like, 8050 touch is gold.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Just let them touch you when you're over there at the shoot. Turn it to gold.
If you don't be there.
Tell him I want a life supply of vitamin water.
I know, right?
Oh, no, he gave that up, too. Then he saw that. He that's it. It's done.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he sold that to Coca-Cola.
His share of vitamin water.
Yeah, he sold it.
Right.
Really?
Right. And he's about to sign with Live Nation from what I hear.
Wow. Is he really, though? Is anybody really going to check up for 50 like that? I'm not going.
I don't know. I think he put that curly wig on. I don't know.
Well, you know, he needs to make a movie. I'll go see that. Curly Pimp Chronicles.
If we make a movie about him being that pimp with the curly wig, I'll laugh. Go ahead and make a movie about him.
I think 50 Cent is a genius. Like, he's a good actor, I think. I think he's a good actor. He needs to lead a rap game.
He's a better actor than a rapper, though.
I think he's a better actor than a rapper. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I know, me too.
I would prefer to go see a bunch of movies than to be listening to his music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I would support movies and all that all day before I even buy a CD. And that's just, I don't know.
Seriously.
That's just the way I feel.
I don't even buy rap albums like that. Like, you have to be hot, like. Jadakiss, I'll buy that album, no doubt.
I picked up Jadakiss. I definitely support
Jadakiss.
You know what? I might get Rick Ross before I get 50 Cent. Real talk.
Rick Ross is out. Well, Rick Ross, don't sleep on him. That's my dude. Rick Ross is
for real. I'm feeling him. I don't care. I'm the biggest boss that you've seen.
What?
Well,
champagne sipping, caviar eating. I like that. I was working out to the song yesterday. I was like, wow. Oh, it just made me do like more crunches. I was like, oh, whoa, whoa.
I love that.
Emma just said it. She said, champagne sipping, caviar eating.
Oh, whoa, yeah. It's like, all right. It makes you just crunch it up, because, you know, the summer's coming. It's like that type of, you ready, you know, you feel yourself vibing at the pool, at the beach.
Oh,
like,
yeah, summer's coming. That's
you know what I'm saying?
Turn my swag on.
The only people that's going to have high sexy bodies for the summer are going to be Felicia Zaree and Stevie.
Wait, what?
Emma, and I want to be the only one with the pot belly in the group. Everybody else is black.
You are going to be no pot belly, girl. You better go buy Kim Kardashian's video things. The crunches stuff, yeah. She's doing it up. She everywhere right now talking about that.
I like Kim Kardashian.
And 7-inch stilettos. She's doing, like, crunches and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who does that? Kim Kardashian.
Cool.
That's her new.
Lush, what's your new Lush? You didn't say anything.
You better talk about your BlackBerry.
Oh, God. I don't want to hear about this BlackBerry one more time. This is consuming her life.
Come on, talk about your baby Nunu. Let's go.
BlackBerry Lush.
You know what? You know, my BlackBerry is my life now. I want to thank all the people who created the BlackBerry. I want to thank all the BlackBerry lovers.
Yeah.
I love BlackBerry. My God. BlackBerry, I love you.
And you could tweet on your BlackBerry.
I can't take it. This girl called me and act like I was bothering her about the program my BlackBerry. Like, well, what did you call me?
I'm gonna tell y'all the features. You can go on Twitter. You got your Twitter there. You got your Google chat on there. You got your Yahoo chat on there. You got your own personal BlackBerry chat on there. And you can check all.
You sure you ain't working for them? You sure you ain't working for them? They ain't cutting the check just yet.
I know, right?
shout out to your Raspberry developers. I need to check in my bank account like ASAP. So how about me? Your girl loves here, baby.
What is it?
Oh, I'll not forget, also, Street Queens the Movement, Strictly Got One, and Diverse Media Group, E2K Magazine. We're sponsoring a high school student at Eleanor Roosevelt High School in regards to their prom, because we know the economic situation that's going on. So instead of donating a prom dress, we're donating $200, and it's 200 words essay. Basically, what do they plan to do after graduation, and or what does graduation mean to them? Whoever wins will receive $200 towards their prom.
The deadline is what? May what?
The deadline is the 14th of May, and the actual prom is on the 22nd. For the students, I talked to one of the coordinators at the high school, Eleanor Roosevelt High School, and she has a list of most of the kids that's really going through different situations, so the ones that really, really need it. So whoever complies will be the winner, and they will be calling in the show, say thank you and all that. So just putting it out there. So if you want to sponsor or you want to donate anything or you want to inquire about it, email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com, and it's going down, you know. We always try to support, you know, the community. Shout out to all the people that was walking for the March of Dimes in Atlanta this past weekend. You guys was definitely getting it in, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, shout out to the Sickle Cell, the Walk, Africa Live, DI Radio. You know what I'm saying, definitely support that and check out the whole Who Cares situation. Other than that, you know, my whole new thing is I'm about to go on my spiritual walk, hopefully by either next month or the month after that, and I'm going to go to a fast because, you know, I really need to do that again to get my third revelation, you know, in life.
God bless you, sister.
God bless you, sis.
Is that a wrap for the show tonight?
Yeah, it's basically a wrap, you know, same time, same place.
Thanks to all the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And see you next week.
See you next week, man. We love you.
Twitter's
was repping today. Yeah, stand in the rain. Love yourself. We love you. Street Queens, the movement. We definitely support you. www.blogtalkradio.com/touchradioonline. Download it, blog it, put us as your favorite. Each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock, all of our beautiful queens, CG, Felicia Sabri, Emma, Lush, Lissette, Miss Toy. And also we have also different people that come on. We love you guys. Stay blessed. We love you. We pray for you every single day. You know, it only takes a little bit to do the right thing. And we out. Love y'all.
Peace.
Peace,
hey.
Y'all.
You know, and we're out with Super Chick, Stand in the Rain, because I love this song. Ooh, it's so powerful. Love y'all.
She never slows down. She doesn't know why, but she knows that when she's all alone, feels like it's all. She won't turn.